Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Football is on Thursday night this week, and joining us this morning, ladies and gentlemen, he is the editor of a national radio sports report, a video odds maker with Gino's Picks on YouTube, and a stand-up comedian. All of that put together into one person. He is the pride of Vineland, New Jersey. My buddy, Gino Visconti. Hey, Gino. Oh,
I want to thank you for putting that together so nicely when all you had to say was, I woke him up in his car in my parking lot. That's what you had to say. All you had to say, and yet you come up with video odds makers, you are making your $8 an hour, John.
Now, I love Gino's Picks. I watch it every week, right? You know?
Dude, you know who really loves Gino's Picks? Me. I'll be writing these stupid videos alone in my apartment, and I'll be laughing, looking at my cat going, did I write that? That's gold.
What are you talking about? You say that in the video.
I've been doing them. This is the 11th season, and I got to tell you, simply put, they started out with me just... because we all love football and we all love comedy. Well, Vinny the Crumb, that's a whole other story, but we all do.
Wow.
And then I started doing the videos, and don't you love when people come up to you and they all do, I got a system. Yeah, you have a system. Have you seen all the buildings in Vegas? They always win. But what I started doing was I would just talk about the game, and whichever team the joke made fun of, I pick them. I pick against them in the spread. And the first season, I'm not making this up, it's all documented, I went like 70%, right?
Wow.
Against
okay.
the spread. Picking four games. Let me say three games on the Monday night. But it was such beginner's luck. I can prove it because I would tell my friend to book him. Like, yeah, I'm just picking the easiest games against the spread, and he would look at me like, "You're so stupid. You don't even realize what you just said." So then the next year I start saying, and Vinny, you guys will love this. Next year I'm like, "Why is everyone making this money off me and I'm not?" So I start betting on my pick. How did I do that year, guys? How did I do that year?
You probably sucked.
38%. It's hard to get 68.2% wrong as it is get that many right. No one believes.
So, all right, let's talk about tonight. Let's talk about tonight's game. All right, it's the Eagles, it's the Giants, it's the Meadowlands. It has one of my fears. This fear ticks Steve off, but I don't like football games in the rain because it kind of throws everything up in the air for me. For me, it's just like that. But
I'm sorry to interrupt. Go on.
But what I'm most concerned about is the Giants secondary.
Well, it's the thing that throws everything out the window more than the weather. And the weather, rain actually always favors the offense because the defense has a tougher time covering. But the 4 days rest throws everything out the window. Mm-hmm. It's hard to blow a team out on 4 days rest. You don't know who's going to show up on 4 days rest. You don't know if a team has, like, when you blow a team out and they have all week to sit there and think about how dumb they look, you know, in the old days, just how impotent, didn't mean to bring that up, Vinny. They look. I know, you were nervous, and I was wearing a thong. Look, the thing is, you can't predict anything. So all you can do is base it on the facts. One, okay, it's fitting that these two disappointments of a team are playing in MetLife Stadium, because MetLife uses the Snoopy logo, and everyone on the field is going to be yelling at both teams, good grief. Okay? Now, see, that was me being nice, because we're on radio, and I had to say good grief. But trust me, the words they're going to be yelling won't end with an F. It will begin with an F. More importantly, look, the Eagles are a bad team, and I love your feedback on this. They're not so much a bad team, but we were so worried about when Carson Wentz was going to come back, we didn't realize it was never coming back. We lost our quarterback's coach, DeFilippo. We lost the offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. So the offense is just out of sync. But who cares? Our defense is still stellar, and Eli Manning is the lowest Manning on the totem pole. All right. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
That's
but
gold.
More importantly, so with Manning so bad, it's simple. Okay, if Manning stops, then that takes Odell Beckham Jr. out of the equation a little
right.
bit. Who, by the way, isn't going to throw a pass this week because he threw out his arm throwing Manning under the bus. And most importantly, let's see if we can sneak this one up. Most importantly, the one man we have to worry about is Saquon Barkley, who, fittingly, plays in New Jersey now, where another great running back played his college days, Ray Rice. And just like Ray Rice, you just can't let him beat you. That's what you gotta do.
Oh my God.
He's playing this in Jersey am not on an elevator in Atlantic City.
All right, so give me your pick. What's going to happen?
No, the Eagles we can do this another hour. We never hang out anymore. We don't. Ever since the Fung incident, I got to stay 500 yards from Vinny. Come on.
Stop. All right. The Eagles are favored by 3. What are you thinking?
This is a mistake I've been making all season, and I'm going to do it again. It's another Vegas thing. You never take the road favorite. But I'm gonna, and it's not me being a hometown boy. Look, I'm up here. I live in New York. I see the Giants, and it's just too short a week for them to put anything together. And if the Eagles defense can just hold it together, and let me tell you, Wendell Smallwood, which has really got to be a stigma for a black guy to be named Smallwood. You know, it really is the highbrow stuff that we all seem to enjoy. Wendell Smallwood is going to step up, and I don't think they're gonna go for McCoy, and I don't think they're going to try and get Le'Veon Bell. Why waste all that money? I think Smallwood steps up. I think Alshon Jeffrey, you know, has another week to get back in sync. I mean, and he is still his favorite target. That's how we lost last week. That huge hit when they hit Jeffrey on that deep slant, yep. And he was just about to get. And yeah. It was just great defense on the bike. So I'll give it to them. I'm taking the Eagles. I'm laying the 3. I'm going back to sleep in my car. Are we good here?
We're done here. Gino Visconti, Gino's Picks. Check him out.
Where are my pants?
YouTube. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.